Steve, well done. Through to the next round. Talk us through that first half performance. Absolutely fantastic from your team.
Well, I thought their performance was outstanding for 81, 82 minutes, but I think when you play as well as you played in the first half, it's as stunning as that. Then the only concern you've got as a head coach going down the tunnel at half-time is this should be done. This should be 4 or 5. And that would have been justice to the performance. But I think when you've got most, if not all, of your players at the top end of the game, and that's where we had to be today. This Bolton team's only lost 3 times at home this season, so you had to be of that ilk. And then you watch young Lewis Cook, and you know for everyone who's come to this ground today just why half the Premier League want to sign that kid for multi-millions. He was simply sensational. And he got superb backing in there with Bridcut and Dioraga.
Talk about Dakara, 4 in 6 for him now. You just can't seem to stop scoring for you.
Well, I said in the dressing room afterwards that if we'd signed this kid from the Premier League for £4 or £5 million and he'd played the way he's played in the last 6 weeks, then people would be saying what a steal that value is. But I arrived, he felt discarded, he didn't feel loved. And that's harsh, especially when you come away from having a reasonable CV playing in Serie A to come here and play. And I told him I was going to give him the biggest opportunity of his life, and he's enjoying every minute of it, and he's going to get fitter, he's going to get sharper. And I don't think there's many teams would look forward to playing against that big fella when he's playing like he's played now.
He's playing with great confidence as well, that must please you.
Yeah, I think the chance at 7 or 8 minutes as well comes really early for him, but he sticks it away. But I think his power and his purpose all afternoon, he's got the heart the size of Big Ben. You know, he doesn't stop running. And I'm pleased he's getting these rewards, because I looked at, I mean, they're all young men to me, aren't they? I'm an old man, but they're young men, and I looked at that young man, almost his heart was crying when I arrived, and I knew his heart is blessed, and I'm blessed to be able to work with the players I work with.
It's fair to say you didn't sign Mr. Dioraga for his goal scoring prowess, but he took it well today.
Well, he's not scored, it was over 3 years. He has had 3 years working for Mark Warburton, of course, who's never scored a goal in the 5-a-sides in the training. I've scored a few. No, he's come to play a big part here, and I took great care when I listed him and Liam Bridcut as 2 players I wanted here when I first joined this football club with the president. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time here to get the right players in, because we have to be prudent in doing it properly. I think I said it took longer than an EastEnders soap to find out who shot somebody to get Liam Bridcut on, and it was very similar with Big Dioraga, with Big Tamani, because I wanted him at the same time as well, but it just couldn't be done.
A lot of people linking Antonucci with the move away, but it's shown today just how important he is to you.
Listen, Antonucci's got a part to play. Depends how much Merkel wants to play that part. I'd never hidden my love for the player. I brought him straight into the team when I joined, and he's got a big part to play. I thought his hold-up play in the first half was sensational. His movement sent a couple of the Bolton centre-backs didn't know where they were for 45 minutes, and he just kept moving them around, and he had fantastic service off him with Cook, with Dallas, with Dakara, and backed up with 2 wonderful performances from Bridcut and Tamani.
You made 3 changes today. No Liam Cooper. That was a surprise to many. What's the problem there?
He'll train Tuesday. He just got a bang on his hip, like deep bruising. But he's, you know, could we have played him at push? Yes. Do we want to be playing players at push? No, because you lose them for longer. You know, we're here without Chris Wood, who's a big player. Berardi, who's a big player. You know, you've said it, Liam Cooper is a big player. You know, we sold Sam Byron, so we're 4 players down. That you could argue, if you turn the clock back, they would all start the game today. Added to some of the quality we've got, we're in good shape. But we know what we need. I know what I want to bring in, and we're working hard to try and do that.
What's the situation with Wood? Obviously, he went for his scan the other day. What's that brought?
Well, it was a bit inconclusive, really, as to what it was. We're getting him rescanned on Wednesday morning. I'll be up front with our support as soon as we get the result of that. But the medical team, I've had the chance to work with them. I think the prognosis was it shouldn't have been where it was before. And it doesn't look that way, but we got the scan. It wasn't quite conclusive, which means because we've done it so quickly, sometimes it needs a day or two for the consultant to say the muscle needs to settle. So the hamstring muscle gets settled down, and by Wednesday we'll get a full clear picture.
Sol Bamba went off injured today. Any long-term problem there?
No, we don't know if it's a little tweak to his calf or it's cramp. I think the medical team, again, are not 100% certain, which you can't be so quickly after the game. Sol Bamba doesn't walk off the pitch normally if it's not right. If there was an issue with Saul, we'll go to the market. If there's no issue with Saul, I think when you've got Sol Bamba, you've got Liam Cooper, and you've got Bellucci in good form, then you're okay in there with 3. But the minute we go to two, we need to go to the market.
Over 6,600 Leeds fans here today. They showed what it meant to them at the end of the game, and you and the players did as well. It's a big win for you, isn't it?
Well, it's a big win, especially when you bring that amount of travelling support. I'm blessed as a person. I'm very fortunate to be head coach of Leeds United. I don't for one minute speak like others have done here and say something different. You know, it was a destiny and all that nonsense. I'm very blessed to lead their team. And if one thing I'll give them back is my teams will play with such a passion. May play with a lack of ability or a lack of know-how at times, but they'll never play with a lack of passion. And if we win games based on fan base, we'd be top of the Premier League, wouldn't we?
They're all going to want to know, as are all the fans at home, what's going to happen in the transfer window, Steve. Have you had any more bids for players that might be leaving?
Well, we've got bids for permanents, and we've got offers in there for loan options as well. We're not talking lots of players. We don't need lots of players, at this stage. We're still really discovering people, aren't we? We've discovered Dakara in the last month. He would have been on his way back to France or somewhere. But we know we need to strengthen. The president's aware of that. The plan is to certainly see him this evening. He's answered his phone and we meet. If we don't, we'll certainly do it tomorrow. But we're going to try and add to the group selectively. It is very targeted people that we're looking at. And we're not taking a general approach to this. We're taking a fairly specific approach.
Winnell, what's the situation with him? We hear a bid has been rejected. Are you going to be going back with that one?
No, we had a bid rejected. There's been some insulting comments come out from South Yorkshire about a bid. We thought it was in confidence. But taking all that away, nothing to do with the player. He's a decent player. I'm not going to speak any more about him because he belongs to Lee Johnson, who I know very well. But we'll not be going back.
Cook, Taylor, any more bids for them?
Well, when you see those two lads play like they've been playing and they're going to play, then we have to all sit and hope that nothing gets ridiculous. There is already huge money on the table for both, huge money. But it's my understanding when I spoke to a leader, a president this morning, that they can put whatever amount of dollars or sterling on that table where they're going to be at Ellen Road.
And looking at it then, next round draw, anyone at home?
Well, you would always take anyone at Ellen Road, of course. It'd be nice to have a home draw. You'd either want the lowest ranked team left in the competition, or you would want one of the highest. And even if we draw one of the highest at Ellen Road, who's the biggest club? There can be a lot of debate about that, isn't there?
So all in all, it's been a good week, hasn't it? Two wins and a draw for you.
Yeah, it's been a good week. I think we said we won the fantastic in a play at times against Bristol City, but we managed to win a game. We went down to Brentford and we looked a bit lacklustre first half. We changed it around and we were stunning second half. I think we looked at, you couldn't have seen two more black and white opposites. And I think today we've done it for much longer. I still don't think we've strung a 90-minute performance together where I'm going away thinking that's us there. We got some good opportunities today at 2-0 to make it 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. And we never took them. And the one thing I know about Neil Lennon, I've clapped him off the pitch at Celtic Park on many occasions. I know that these teams are going to go to the 100th minute. So when they got the goal in 81, 82 minutes, I thought, here we go, we're going to go to 95 minutes. And they're just going to launch balls into your box, which is how they play, to be fair, and it's the strength of theirs. But they launched them in from every opportunity. And so I'm only pleased then, of course, when they bring it to an end and the supporters can drive across the 62. Pleased and looking forward to the draw tomorrow.